Good morning. This is Vanessa.
Hey, is Howard there?
He's actually in the back. Is there something I can help you with?
Do you know if he's going to be back there for a while?
Let me see if I can get them. Mass is calling?
Sure. It's Jaw with Bank of Cardiff, just returning his phone call.
Sure. Give me one quick second. Hold on.
Okay. It's going to be a long call, maybe. Okay, I'll be, yeah, coming back in like 10 minutes.
Howard speaking.
Hey, Howard. It's Joel with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of, you know, it's been a long time since we actually spoke on the phone. Yeah. So yeah. I just want to kind of get a better idea of, you know, what's the business doing and what are you guys looking to do. Obviously, you guys are looking for some capital. What are you guys looking to do with the capital?
Well, there's a few different things that we can do with it. Right now, I guess, a couple different phases that we're looking into. Basically, we have plans in with the city for building a kitchen, a small kitchen, basically in the space to take over. Right now, we have a food truck, and we want to sort of bring the kitchen in-house because they don't want it out in the food truck.
Okay, I remember we talked about this last time, yeah.
Yeah, so we need, basically, put the walls in, electric and plumbing in, and then we have the equipment from the food truck. We're just going to move inside, so that won't be too much. We might need a few more things. We already purchased some fridges and freezers that are sitting back there waiting. So that will be at least part of it. We'll go to there. More tanks eventually and kegs. And a keg washer possibly, maybe in advance on doing batches. Another thing we're talking about also doing more batches that we do in Lakeland, basically. They brew some beer from us and they put it in cans because we don't have a can line. So they'll pay for their additional batches there to drive up production, at least a deposit to get that going. So they would basically put 60% down and they would pay 40% once it's done. So, and then it goes to our distributor Cavalier, and then we have to wait another 3 weeks to get paid from that. So but once we get that money, then we're back on the positive side. It just we're taking the next step. We're fine where we are now in production, but now beer's running out, so we need to step it up another 500 barrels of beer. Once we get the first payments, then we're fine and plus. But
okay. So basically, you're increasing production right now, and in order to do that, you need the capital to fund the initial production because you're getting only 60% down, and then after you're done with everything, you get another 40%.
No, we have to pay out 60% to start it, and then another 40% once it's packaged, and then our distributor, and then our distributor takes another 30 days. So it's like a 45 to 60 day window that we don't have that revenue coming in yet. So help front us, and once it comes in, then we it's easy. We're good. We're basically trying to double production now. It flew off the shelves, and they want more, so we pretty much doubled and tripled our production of some of these beers. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you guys shipping nationwide now?
We're starting Ohio. They were supposed to go actually tomorrow to Ohio, the truck, but Brewhub had a little issue with the packaging, so we're going to start it next month instead.
Okay.
So we'll be in Ohio, and after Ohio might be Indiana because of the two states that they're in.
Yeah.
So we want to rev it up a lot more in Florida.
Oh.
We're doing a little bit more now in, you know, in off-seas like Aruba, St. Martin, Haiti. We've been moving some cans and some kegs there as well lately.
Mm.
And now we're on the Carnival ship. So we're moving a little bit, you know. Hopefully it'll, you know, grow. But we're on one ship now, and hopefully it'll grow to the fleet. So, you know, baby steps, but we're getting in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, craft brews are, you know, a lot more popular now. Are you using aluminum cans, or are you guys... Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
because I heard that's, like, the new thing now, the aluminum cans instead of, like, the bottle. And plus, it's better for shelf life, too, right?
Correct, yeah, because there's not the sunlight in, and then you know, the breakage, you know, the glass breaks easily. Storage is a lot easier to store cans.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the marketing looks a lot better on the can than it does a bottle.
True, yeah, yeah. Okay, and so do you guys do the packaging yourself, or do you guys outsource that sector of the business?
We designed it, but they're... And then it was a Ball, who's the pretty much the main manufacturer of the cans. Basically, they put the design on the cans. They printed out, I think it was like 200,000 of each can. And then Brew Hub, which is like maybe 20 miles away from it, they go and they pull whatever order we need. They pull it from their stock, and then they can it there.
Mm.
They have a $3 million canning line, which, you know, why invest in the canning line when they can do it for us? And we don't have the overhead, so...
Yeah.
For us, it's a win-win. And then,
okay.
Marketing. Cans are marketing for us. You know, as long as we're making money on it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, okay. So the capital is basically, just kind of want to make sure I got everything. So capital is basically just to do the production, to do the shipment, to do the marketing, and basically rev up the production side of everything. And then it takes about
60%.
And then the overhead to fund all this is about 60% of your own capital first. And then once, you know, the shipment is out, you make the, you know, you get the return, it's about 40% after that, you'll make it all back.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's usually about 20% we make on it. So.
Oh, okay, 20% ROI. Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
sounds good. So, you know, I suggest, you know, just spend most of the money before we get paid. That's the hard part, you know. You know how banks behind us. It's basically self-funded, and so, you know.
Yeah.
So you get to a certain level, and every, you know, few steps, you know, when you step up production, and you just need to catch up, the funds to catch up before, you know.
Yeah, yeah. How long does it take you to put out each batch? Like, what's the window and intervals?
Sure, it's depending on which beer, like the Weiss. Basically, that takes 3 weeks from basically brewing it to packaging it. We have another beer that takes like 5 to 6 weeks. The other one takes 4 weeks. It depends what kind of style it is. Some take longer to ferment than others. We have another one where we want to put in the cans. But we're sort of hassling over the cost of that can. It should be a lot cheaper, but they're not. That's the price we want, so we're looking in other locations to do it. And then phase three is get more tanks for our facility and do a lot more as well.
Okay, so it's basically a continuous thing. It's continuous. Yeah. It's not just like a random, or not random, but like a project that just came up right now and you need the capital because there's that project. It's a continuous thing, and you guys are ramping it up, and so that additional capital will definitely help you guys.
Right, yeah. The only thing that's like a one-time deal is basically just get that kitchen built. You know, spaces are ready for it. It's just put in the walls, electric, and plumbing.
I see.
As soon as the city agrees to, you know, our plans, then we're good. We're back and forth over the past couple months. So, you know, we're refining it. And then once it's done, hopefully within 30 days, then we can start. And then we just need, you know, like I think it's like a 150,000 to do the kitchen. So.
Okay, okay. So you're waiting for the government to give you guys the okay on the, the proposal?
The plans.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, and you're expecting that answer in about 30 days or so?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and is that the is that basically your at the top of your priority list right now is just to build out the kitchen?
Yes. Yeah, we have to do that because the city wants us to get rid of the food truck that we had out there for the past year.
Oh.
Like a trailer. It's a food trailer, a satellite kitchen. So we do all our food for dinners and lunches during the weekend. We make, honestly, what do we make? About monthly, it's about $50,000 in just the food per month. So.
Okay, yeah, I remember you saying that, like, the food truck, you get a cut of it, but obviously if you get your own kitchen and dining area, you're going to make so much more.
Yeah, it'll be 100% ours from there.
Yeah.
So that vendor will disappear, and we'll bring in our own. we have the chef ready. We're just waiting for it to be done.
Okay. And then the kitchen itself, you say you already bought like the... Did you already buy all the equipment for that already, or do you have some...
Yeah, all the equipment's inside the satellite kitchen. We're probably going to strip it and put it in, but we do have the other... We have a bunch of freezers and refrigerators already we purchased recently as well.
You did?
So
okay.
We already have those. I forgot about that invoice, but it's fine.
So
it's like 7 days, though. So they're sitting back there. We're using it now just for overflow and to rev up, you know, food needed so they could use it. So
anything... Yeah. Any other pieces of equipment you're looking to bring on for the kitchen? Or what about like the side dining area?
We had the hood already purchased, or at least half it paid for. We need a stove, so there'll be a few, I'm sure. So probably maybe be $50K total in equipment for the kitchen, on top of what we have. So we have a bunch of which we might just add on. As far as we'll probably get a few tables and chairs. We, for the city, we didn't tell them we're going to do a lot of seating there. So, just for, you know, so we would have the big impact fee. So, we'll have to limit what we had to do over there, you know.
Okay, but so it's mostly like grab and go type of thing.
Yes, exactly. On that side, yes.
Okay. And then for that additional $50K of equipment, do you already have like a quarter invoice for those, or?
Yeah, I think they spec'd out the things that they wanted. I'm not aware of which ones we have, which ones we don't have on that list. Eddie pretty much has been handling that, one of the owners. So I'm not sure exactly what left we're going to do if we need. I guess it depends on the chef that comes in, if he wants something else. Instead of something that's there, might replace it with something else.
Okay. Sounds good. So the equipment is a kind of up in the air, not sure exactly which pieces you need or how much it's going to be, sort of thing. It's kind of like once you get the plans approved first and then go from there.
Because majority, you know, we could strip the trailer and take everything off there and we have everything ready to go. But, you know, the kitchen, you want a little more things, a little more bigger things, so it might, you know, increase a couple things.
Okay.
Like the fryer, so we want to add it. I know we want to add a couple more fryers because we need it on the fryer in the truck. So.
Okay. And then, so in total, how much capital? What's like the minimum amount that you would like, and then kind of like what's the maximum amount?
I guess it depends on phases, and we don't need it all at once. First phase maybe is we get production, you know, a little bit of 100 up front. When the kitchen's ready to do, we'd probably need another 100, and then, you know, fill in if there's any little stuff after that. I don't think there's too much. You know, say 400 less is more than manageable. But we don't need it all at once. If you need to give it to all at once, you know, fine, we'll just put it in the account and wait for it as we go. Yeah, just 200 for the, you know, short term.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So, yeah, everything seems like it's going to happen within the next 30 days or so. And then we can probably take care of both things at once, or we can do one at a time. And then, obviously, the production part of it, 100K would help the production side of it. And then the 100K for the kitchen. And then and what was
the
last
rest
part?
Will fill in as, in the rest will fill in with the kitchen equipment, basically.
And then
whatever is left of the, you know, construction.
Okay.
100 will probably get it going, the majority of it, and then 50 maybe, whatever needs, you know, final touches maybe.
50K for final touches and stuff like that. Okay.
Right.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect. Okay. And are you guys shopping around anywhere else, or you kind of just reach out to me because I reached out to you a while ago?
Wells Fargo came in, pretty much a normal bank. You know, we told them about the bankruptcy and the debt, of course. You know, our hands will probably be tied because the bankruptcy is. So we'll go with the numbers of the, you know, brewery. You know, we're getting a lot more accounts. You know, our revenues are.
Yeah, surprisingly, even with the bankruptcy, both owners still had really good credit. It's like 700.
Yeah, they just said once they had that flag for the bankruptcy, they stopped everything right there. Major banks, they all said it. So, you know, we've done this for the past couple of years, so we've pretty much, you know, self-financed. But as we grow, you know, with production and everything else, it's harder to get that cash quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And then also with the major banks like Wells Fargo and Bank of America and things like that, you know, once they see that bankruptcy, it's like a no-no for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So he said he'll try. He said he has other partners that could try to get something with the equipment, but, you know, it's going to be hard, but whatever. You know, they all say that, so.
Yeah. So for us specifically, I did try to get you guys the lease buyback,
right.
since it is like a traditional equipment financing,
right.
and it actually is more like a more strict program because of the lease buyback. So the bankruptcy part did affect it a little bit, but I did submit you guys in for the working capital side. And it's looking good. You know, we just look at the credit and the cash flow and the industry. So it's looking good. And the underwriters wanted to schedule a underwriting call for later on today to kind of just go over the file with you.
Sure.
Yeah. Should we talk to you about the file, or should we talk to like Eddie or
Joanne? I'll have Eddie, and if you want Johan in there as well, I'll have him both if you want in there as well.
Okay. So perfect.
Let me know what time, you know, and then we could. I'll schedule it.
Sure. What's the time? What's the best time for you guys?
Best time probably 2:30 to 4:00 is probably a really good time because everyone's here and it's
2:30 to 4:00. Okay, sounds good. I'll let the underwriter know that those are that interval time is the best time for you guys. And then I'll just email you, you know, what time we decide on, and then if you could just get all, you know, both owners and yourself in there, and then we can go over everything.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, alrighty, sounds good.
So I guess you'll let me know what time, I guess?
Yeah, I'll get back to you. I'll show you an email, yeah, the easiest way.
Perfect.
Okay, and this number is the best number to call you guys back at?
Yeah, this one or the last four digits, 5555, and then you just go to whoever you want to go. It'll tell you who you want to. We'll go from there.
Okay, alright, sounds good. Talk to you later then.
Alright, thanks.
Bye. Bye.